This is the Nashville Fit. I'm joined by Henry Pyle, one of Nashville's most stylish men, and we interview the guys who are turning our city into one of the most talked about places in the country.
From chefs and entrepreneurs to graphic designers and whiskey distillers, these are the stories that inspire us to be a better man. The Nashville Fit is powered by Nashville's independent radio, Lightning 100, and styled by TrueMaker, built to fit clothing for men, like custom, but easier.
Thanks, Adam. Simone, it's great to be here. As Adam said, you're taking some time out of your day already. We know you have a big evening coming up tonight, so thank you very much for that. But why don't you tell us exactly what is going on tonight?
First of all, I want to say thanks so much for having me here. Tonight is a gathering called Common Table. Common Table started about 3 years ago here in Nashville, and it's a gathering for 10 strangers to come to the table and kind of meet with just a common interest of food, community, and just have a good time centered around those mediums. It's very exciting. One of the components of it is a lot of the members of the Common Table community host Common Table. And so this evening, a wonderful host here is very involved with Common Table. Carolyn Hendricks has opened up her home for the gathering this evening.
Yeah, it's great. This is a really awesome space. What are you making tonight? What's on the menu?
Tonight we have some pumpkin soup with an agrodolce dressing, a farro and apple salad, which will be fun, and some roasted chickens served with some celery root puree, which will be fun, I think, for the guests, and hopefully the menu sparks some conversations at the table.
You know, I'm going to have Blue Apron tonight. So, you know, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
It's
the same thing. Blue Apron, Common Table, they exist one and the same.
That's right. But it is all about the community at the end of the day, right?
Yep.
And that's awesome. I love what you do. And so, obviously, you're a chef.
Yes.
And you work at Josephine.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been in Nashville for 3 years.
Yes.
See, I got all these facts already, just from all chatting with you before we got started.
I feel like we've known each other for 20 years. I feel like you've been in Common Table.
We have that connection. It's like we're having a Common Table experience now.
Exactly.
You know, I want to talk about cooking, though, because in cooking, there's a fair amount of performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people loved, like, this experience is all about watching it as much as it is eating and being a part of it. And as a co-founder and chef at Common Table, you actually, on your website, I was reading, you describe yourself as an artist and an advocate for life. How does your personal style play a role in the way you approach food as art and a lifestyle?
I think one of the huge components to both food, style, and it is something that kind of is a struggle to get to, but something I love is simplicity. Simplicity in food and simplicity in style are one things that just draw me in more than anything else. A simple tomato with like great bread, salt, those things just transcend. Like my favorite pair of shoes, like these loafers I have on, they're just comfortable, simple.
Classic, timeless.
Yeah.
They work everywhere, every single time.
The component of simplicity speaks so much into art, fighting to take away from what you're creating.
Exactly.
To make it simple.
It's all about the edit, right?
The edit is such a, that process is kind of what is so wonderful, beautiful, and hard about art.
So when I was looking up information about you, I also saw you on the TrueMaker blog.
Yes.
Some killer photos. Tell me about how you got involved with TrueMaker.
I met the Nashville representative, Jenny Lee Thornton, through one of my friends who's another TrueMaker guy, Chris Cole.
Okay.
And he introduced us, and I fell in love with their commitment to kind of like their mantra, their brand, how simple and well-fitting everything was. Like the whole line is incredibly done. It fits like a glove, and their attention to detail is unlike anything I've ever felt or experienced.
Yeah, it's a great experience, right? When they come out mm-hmm. and they measure you and you like learn things about your body that you
didn't
for
know.
Better or for worse that you didn't know before. I like your point about their lines because I do know that their shirts or their blazers, they're not overly flashy. They are classic. They are timeless, like you were talking about before, like what you love about great food and great style. They've been around Nashville not very long, right?
Yeah, not very long at all.
Maybe a year?
That sounds about right, actually.
You know, it's an interesting paradigm shift for Nashville, which is a real laid-back city. It feels fancy to have somebody come out and measure you for clothes. Is it like that? Or is it just like a super elegant, opulent thing? Or is it real chill?
It was really comfortable. I do remember thinking like, oh, she's going to come to me. And that being a different experience. Obviously, shopping in any extent you don't have that personal connection. But the whole experience was really well done, really casual.
This is Adam from Lightning in the Morning. You're listening to the Nashville Fit, powered by Truemaker on Lightning 100. Now I'm going to throw it back to Henry Pyle, who's in the field with Chef Simone Kigweba.
I want to talk about Nashville as a city. I'm shifting gears on you here. All right, yeah. So hang on with me for a second. You've been here for 3 years, graduated from a University of Arkansas. When you talk to friends or family who aren't from here, have never been here, how do you describe the city to those folks?
Nashville is vibrant, and I feel very at peace with calling Nashville a very creative place.
Yeah.
So many of my friends and loved ones in Nashville and outside, I just can kind of communicate the fact that, like, when I'm here, I feel like I'm always able to continually create something new and refine myself. And I feel like that's a huge component to life done here.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. It's like nailed it. I love it. Okay, I have a very serious question for
you, though. Okay, love that.
Do you believe that a man's place is in the kitchen?
Yeah. Totally. I feel like my girlfriend would say that I don't cook enough and I don't practice what I preach, but men can definitely.
What are you making when you're at home? What's on the menu at the house?
When I'm at home, I think my like simplest thing is just I love some smoked fish, 2 eggs, and toast.
Smoked fish,
yeah,
2 eggs and toast. I'm thinking peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, that's my go-to. I don't know why, but like
I need a new go-to is what I'm
every morning. I just some smoked salmon, 2 eggs.
Every morning, smoked salmon.
Not every morning, but
you're like a grizzly bear.
If I could have it every morning, I'd smoke salmon, 2 eggs over you.
All right. Well, I got a new game for my breakfast. I gotta up it a little bit.
It's
here.
Delicious.
Yeah. All right. So for guys and gals who are looking to get into being a chef, they want to get into the restaurant industry. Where would you tell them to start? What do they need to think about?
I think,
and now I'm not talking about servers or bartenders. I'm talking about people who are into the true art of creating really thoughtful food.
To start, you fight and claw your way into some place you know is quality and good. You get into a kitchen first, and I know that's a little different from saying go to school, but I feel experience harbors so much information, so much raw talent that you can glean out of just being in a kitchen, out of being around an experienced chef who can teach you like loads and loads of information. So I definitely would start it. Get into a kitchen that is quality, get around people who you know are just dedicated. Yeah.
And just go for it with some smoked salmon, some eggs, and some toast.
And then start your morning smoked
every
salmon.
Every way. Well, you know what, Adam, I know nobody can see this because we're on the radio, but I've got the same shirt, this blue and white check shirt that you're wearing right now, and you look so much better in it than
Dang,
I do.
Dang, stop.
It's, I mean, all right, so mine fits me, but you know what it tells me is that I need to do some work.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's the smoked fish. That's what
maybe it's
do.
A smoked fish. I mean,
Simone, thank you so much. I appreciate you giving me your time today.
Adam, thank you.
You've been listening to the Nashville Fit on Lightning 100. Today, Henry Pyle was on location with Chef Simone Kigweba. If you want to hear an extended version of this interview, head over to lightning100.com.